Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, Charlie Herman here. Brought to you by is In Between Seasons right now. We're working on new episodes that will come out later this fall.
Tall up with the tall corn taste of Kellogg's Golden Flakes.
One of those episodes is going to be all about you, our listeners. You may have heard a segment in some of our stories that we call product misplacement. It's where we hear from you about how brands have played an unexpected role in your life.
Choosing to eat that Oreo was the first time I consciously broke one of God's laws.
It was a sweatpant nation. I started thinking of them as my sweatpant brothers and sisters.
We're looking for more product misplacement stories about rites of passage. Is there a brand that made you feel grown up? Maybe when you got married or had your first child, there's a brand that's now forever connected to those moments. Maybe you snuck off to the mall and got your ears pierced at Claire's without your parents' permission. Or you and your dad drove the family Volkswagen across the country when you moved away to college. We want to hear about it. If you have a story to share, call 646-768-4777 and leave a message. Or you can record a voice memo and email it to us at btyb@businessinsider.com. Be sure to put product misplacement in the subject line. We'll listen to all of them, and if your story's chosen, we may work with you to adapt it for the podcast. For some inspiration, here's a product misplacement story we aired last year.
I'm Christy Salonen. I currently live in Denali National Park, Alaska, but I'm originally from Utah.
And the brand that had an effect on her life?
Scrubbing Bubbles, the bathroom cleaner.
That's because in her house growing up, it was banned, forbidden. Christy told producer Sarah Wyman that this became an issue when she was around 6 years old.
It was spurred by the commercial.
All right, Bubbles, get ready to hit the dirt.
It was really fun. It was these bubbles that ran around the bathroom.
We're going to give this bathroom the shine of its life.
I just wanted, it just looked like so much fun. And my mom was like, well, that's not coming in our house. That's made by Dow Chemical. They made napalm during Vietnam.
Now let's go down a drain together. We work hard.
And I was like, oh, okay, not knowing what any of that meant.
The Dow Company began making napalm in 1965.
I remember telling somebody at a grocery store, I must have purchased it or picked it up or my mom made me take it back. And I remember just handing it to somebody and being like, they made napalm in Vietnam, so I need to get Comet instead. I have a very vivid memory of handing this to, like, the poor guy at the grocery store that was across the street at the house, so.
And neither of you totally understanding why this exchange is happening.
No. Even in high school, I had a friend, you know, the cute boy that comes over to your house when you're in high school, and he said his aunt was an executive at Dow Chemical. And I just, like, shut your mouth, it's never gonna happen. And my mom's like, oh, does she know what she does for a living? Really? As I got older, like my first apartment, you know, my first house. I remember her coming to my house and looking in my bathroom cupboards to see if I had scrubbing bubbles. And I'm not going to lie, I was about 25. I bought scrubbing bubbles as a revolt. I wanted to see what these bubbles could do. And I used it and I got it in my eye. And it stung for 30 seconds while I rinsed it. But during those 30 seconds, all that could go through my head was, I'm going to go blind and I'm going to have to tell my mom it's because of scrubbing bubbles. That's the only thing that would go through my head.
In 1997, Dow sold scrubbing bubbles to S.C. Johnson & Son.
And I didn't know that until a few years ago. And at the time, my mom was going through chemo. It didn't look good. And I was like, Mom, can I use scrubbing bubbles now? Like, the war was 40 years ago. You go to Hobby Lobby. Can I please use scrubbing bubbles? And my mom, first, she joked. My mom was Buddhist and she had a strong belief that she would be reincarnated. She told me she would be reincarnated to something that would disturb my usage of scrubbing bubbles. But I can't not walk through a cleaning aisle without a smirk at the scrubbing bubbles staring at me.
It's like she's saying hello.
It is. It's like she got reincarnated as a can of scrubbing bubbles.
Don't you dare take me off the shelf.
I think now it's almost a matter of closeness to her now that she's gone. Mm-hmm. Like, because I can't see a can of scrubbing bubbles without thinking about my mom.
That's Christy Salonen.
It works really well. I don't know if you've tried it. I've only tried it a couple times. Sorry, Mom.
If you have your own product misplacement story to share, again, call 646-768-4777 or record a voice memo and send it to btyb@businessinsider.com. Again, the theme is rites of passage. So now we're going to be anxiously refreshing our inboxes, waiting to hear your stories. And then we'll be back later this fall with new episodes of the show. Thanks again for listening.